The man who invented it doesn't want it. The man who bought it doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it. What is it?
I have no clue.
It's a coffin. Get it? Okay.
Okay.
Well, welcome to episode three. And this is Teresa.
And I am Will.
You act like you had to think about your name now for a second.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I got some rest this weekend, a little. But it was pretty good.
That's good. You ready?
Ready. So, first up is Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick.
What?
Kaepernick.
Okay.
So anyway. Oh, Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick. I usually say his name right, but anyway, I know how to spell it. Okay, but anyway. So what did you think about that?
I fucks with hoes the long way.
I kind of reserved like my opinion on it. Because I knew there had to be more to it. So I didn't really, you know, automatically jump to a conclusion of what he was doing. I'm like, this man is smart. He's not stupid. He's not going to make the wrong move. So, you know.
I just think we always ready to just jump on like a hate wagon.
Yeah.
I think Hov has done like way too many things for our people for me not to like trust in whatever he does. And that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna put too much trust in him, but
figure never trust somebody further. Like, yeah, but I just feel like I'm not about to down this man and boycott his music and fuck Jay-Z.
Yeah, I knew it had to be more to it, so I definitely didn't think he was just out here just making money moves without, you know, having a real reason behind it.
I just think that, like, we got to choose, like, what we want to do. Like, and that goes for, like, Colin Kaepernick, too. Like, are you still about social justice and change? Or does that train stop until you get a job? Like, I don't know what you want.
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. I think his girlfriend, I don't know her name.
Nessa.
I think she... That's going to sound a little crazy coming from me because I'm a female. But I think she needs to shut up sometimes. Just sometimes. You know, just wait till she got everything first.
Yeah.
And then say what she want to say. But, yeah.
I agree because she said that, Jay-Z said that he had a talk with Colin. And she came out and said that there was no talk. And then it was found that, like, they did talk. I just think that Colin has to take control of, like, this situation. What is he going to work with people to help create change? Or is he just going to down everybody who works with the NFL because he doesn't have a job? Like, I don't know.
And then you had a lot of people saying he took that money, so...
That's how I feel. You know. I feel like Colin Kaepernick took a grievance check that was purposely, like, sealed so nobody can know what was the terms or any of that. Once he took that check, for me, like, it was a wrap. Like, he had the opportunity to expose the NFL for what they truly are, and you chose not to do that for a check. So you can't get mad at that.
No, I'm going to say, I mean, I feel like he was owed that check, so we're not going to say he shouldn't have taken the check. I can look at
it. I never say he shouldn't have taken the check. I think there's a process, though. Like,
yeah, I can look at it from both ends. I mean, he still has mouths to feed.
There was a process of going to court and laying it all out for the people or taking the check. You decided to take the check. So you can't get mad at somebody else for taking the check, too. I mean, your best friend is in the league right now. He took the check, too. Eric Reed. That's why I don't know what their end goal is. Like, you don't want anybody working with the NFL until you get a job. So clearly you just feel like the change you want to see is on pause until you get a job. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And that makes it invalid. That makes his whole case invalid to me. Like, I don't know. I still rock with him, though. I still want to see him get a job. And I still rock with Hov. I think you can do both. You can trust Jay-Z and, you know, like, put your energy in both. I want to see Kyler play again. And I hope what Jay-Z doing is, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, I can see it from both ends, so.
And I think that's.
I get it.
That's okay. Like, I think we as black people have to learn, like, we can be in the middle of things. Like, we don't have to just be on this side or on that side. Like, if you feel neutral, you feel neutral.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is right or anybody is wrong, so. Hey.
That's that.
It is what it is. Okay, so we know everyone has been going crazy over these Popeyes chicken sandwiches. So I had a chance to try one, but it was before the social media hype to where, you know, they had the long lines everywhere. So, and I have to say, I wasn't that impressed. I think it's okay. It's not bad. So I'm not saying it's nasty or anything like that, but I think it's a little overhyped. But that's my opinion.
I agree. I had it before the whole hype. I was actually going to Popeyes for a chicken tender po' boy, and I'm mad that they took that shit off the menu for this chicken sandwich. But anyway, this has been like a couple of months ago when I tried it, and it was alright. I mean, it was a chicken sandwich. Unless they changed the recipe when the hype hit, it was just okay to me.
Yeah, I wanted to try like another location just to see if maybe
I wanted to try it again. Where'd you go?
I'm right over here on Sherwood.
I went to the one at Baker. Yeah, and my shit was straight. Like, it wasn't that good for me to like get on social media and brag about it. And that's no shade. Like, it just wasn't that good to me.
You know what I didn't care for on it?
The pickles?
No, the mayo.
Wait, you had the regular one or the spicy one?
It was the spicy. I didn't care for it.
That chicken sandwich was so regular to me. Like, I don't even remember it.
And
like,
the crazy thing is, you know, they've been comparing it to Chick-fil-A.
No way.
I love the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich. Like, I love it. I don't understand why people are trying to downplay it. I think that's like, I love the sandwich. Like,
man.
Yeah.
First of all, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, you could do like five things to it. Like, you
and
can
it
put sauce on it.
But this is
you
the
can
thing.
Eat it regular.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. You can literally get it with just the pickles and it's good.
Good.
Like,
it's clutch. Like, I don't know why people have been trying to downplay Chick-fil-A like that. The service be good. I waited in line for hours for that sandwich. Like,
and then they're like, okay, so you don't see these lines at Chick-fil-A? Yes, you do. That's on a regular day.
It's a regular day.
The lines are long because
Chick-fil-A, the line be long, but the line be quick. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why
they're not making
Chick-fil-A.
You pull up to the window and back.
Facts.
You know, trying to reset their timers and all of that. So, yeah. I love Chick-fil-A. I wish they were open on Sundays. That's their only downfall. But I get it.
You get it? I don't get it.
I mean, it's a religion thing.
I mean,
you know?
I get that, but yeah. Come on, my G.
Yeah, I get it. Alrighty, so moving along. Did you see that there's a Black Panther 2 coming out?
I did. I saw it.
Do you think it was needed?
I mean, I don't get into the whole, like, Marvel and, like, how that works. I don't know how that works, so I guess that's how it works. You make a one and make a two and make a three, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out where
I don't
can,
know what
where
the
can
plot
it go.
Is going,
yeah. Yeah, so that's my whole thing with that. So.
Are you going to see it?
Of course I am.
That's a fact.
I enjoyed the first one, so I will definitely be seeing the second one.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think the second one is going to do as good as the first one does.
We can only hope it will, but I don't see how it's going to measure up. I really don't.
The first one was all I ain't gonna say it was all hype, but like as far as like the record breaker, it was just all hype. Like it just had black folks in like a total different mind frame. Like
yeah, I mean, I feel world, like sometimes
it's hard to follow up to like a banger like that.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we root for the right things and things that really matter, and then sometimes we're just like this chicken sandwich. It's just I don't know. Did you see how much money they made? That's crazy.
I mean, so, I guess. Yeah. You know, I love black people. That's all I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I do too.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do. Okay. So, we have the Forbes highest paid women in music. So, I thought this list was very interesting. Two people on here, and I'll say who they are after I go over the list, but two on here I was shocked about. So I'm going to go give, you know, 1 through 10 first, and then I'll say, yeah.
Okay.
So number one is Taylor Swift.
Boo.
I like Taylor Swift. I do. I don't listen to her as much anymore.
And this is now the last episode of the Up podcast because.
No, I really do like Taylor Swift.
Why?
I think Taylor Swift is a good writer. I don't think she's a bad singer. She's a okay singer. I like Taylor Swift.
Like marginal talent. You like Aaliyah, very marginal.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift.
Hey, I like people that make their thing work for them, and she makes it work for her. And when she started out, she was young, and she was writing her own music. I there's something about that I like. And then she was able to take her experiences and put it into music. I like that. So,
okay. Taylor Number. Swift.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, because my opinion of her is just always going to be the same. I don't like her.
What's your opinion of her?
I don't like her.
What did she do to you?
I think she's bland. I think she has played off of white supremacy before. I think she's now using black LGBTQ community. I think Taylor Swift is always a victim. I mean, she's like, you know, a regular white woman.
Well,
I go on and on.
She's the highest paid right now.
Of course she is.
We're going to go to number two. So number two is Beyonce.
Queen.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of shocked that Taylor Swift made a little bit more than Beyonce. But
oh, I'm not at all.
Hey.
I'll go on a... I don't want to limit to like her fan base is probably bigger than Beyonce's.
I don't know. Because you have to think about it.
Taylor Swift is huge.
She is. But I don't know. I guess it's possible.
That whole pop / like country side of things, like that's a totally different lane, man. Like pop and country stars, especially the country pop stars, are just like ridiculously rich. Like their fan bases are huge.
Okay.
I don't think it even compares. I think Beyonce has more of an impact, but I think as far as fans, like Taylor Swift is probably up there. But like, you know,
she got up there quick. So
on a super duper stupid high level.
Yeah. Okay, so number three is Rihanna. Rihanna does have a lot going on, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Rihanna seemed like she didn't took a break from that music, though.
I would, too.
She the money everywhere else.
And makeup and whatever else she does. I think she got her own lingerie thing, is it?
She has a little lingerie line. Panty line. Fenty.
And she got her shit with Puma. Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with that music, man. Y'all niggas not buying music no more anyway.
Her makeup, all of that. So, yeah. I guess, you know, do what works for you. That's why I'm not mad at her. I don't look. I would be doing the same thing. I made my little money with that. So, let me go see where else I can make some more.
I want to see her come back to music, though. You know.
Yeah. So number four is Katy Perry.
You know how I feel about that.
We didn't even touch that. I don't know. I haven't really been hearing much. I'm pretty sure she's still doing music, but I haven't really heard too much from Katy.
Next.
Okay. Well, damn. Okay. So the next one is Pink. Now, Pink is one of the ones that I was kind of shocked by. Just a little bit.
Damn. She had a hell of a year last year?
I guess so. Pink is on here. Number five.
Damn. That's tough.
And another one, number six, that has came along and just, you know, got on this Forbes list pretty quick. Even though she's been out for a little while, but it's still, you know, kind of saying something because she's over number seven. So I'm thinking that's kind of, you know. So this is our Ariana Grande. She is number six.
You surprised by that?
No. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm surprised that she's above the person that's at number seven. But I'm just saying she got there quick. She did.
I don't think so.
You don't think
she's
so?
She's been out for a minute.
She has, but...
And she's been growing, like, every year, like, she gets better to me. I've been messing with her since her first album.
I have, too. I like Ariana. And not only that, that's my child's favorite singer, so...
Come on. Shout out to Hayden, my
I can't
new friend.
Help but, you know, hear it and be a fan as well. So, I do like Ariana, but, what was I going to say? I have no clue.
Who is she above?
So number seven is Jennifer Lopez. Now, ooh. Jennifer Lopez has dabbled in everything. So that's why I'm kind of like, you know,
what has she done like the last year or so though? Besides, I don't know. What has she really done this last year or so? I'm gonna be honest. Ever since she got rid of her booty, I don't really follow her no more.
Oh my gosh,
that's a fact. Like,
oh my gosh, what did happen?
And she snitched on Diddy, man. Like,
really?
Left that man when he was.
I mean, Diddy got his own little things though. So I'm not gonna even
I'm just saying,
hold her.
I think she was like at one time like. Like down with like black people, like we really fucked with her, you know.
I definitely now this is, you know, I am a fan of Jennifer Lopez. I am a huge fan of Jennifer Lopez.
I can't tell you a song.
However,
besides,
I do think she gravitates to whoever she's dating. You know, if she's dating Diddy, then her music will be hip hop. She's dating Mark Anthony. She's gonna have more of a
that's interesting
Spanish flair. Yeah, I definitely, because that's what I'm telling you, I'm a fan. I watch, I pay attention.
That's true.
So yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Even when she was with Ben, she went more to the, I guess, pop type songs. And yeah, so she changes with whoever she dates.
Man, J-Lo's still a god for doing Selena, though. Like, she gonna always be good about
it. Oh, that's one of my
Selena.
Favorite movies,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That and the little dress she wrote to the VMAs that year.
Oh, my gosh.
Year? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. That's what she had to ask, but R.I.P. to the booth. Who else?
Okay, so number eight is Lady Gaga.
Number eight?
Yep.
Now, that's surprising.
You think she should be higher, huh?
Yeah.
Right. I would think so.
I remember, like, she was on the road for a couple of years, like,
yeah.
Hard.
Yep. Number nine is Celine Dion.
That's tough, too. That's tough. Damn. Still?
Celine is doing concerts and stuff still, right?
I don't know. I just think it's, you know, that's... Okay. That's hard if she's still out here, you know, making money like that to be number eight.
Number eight
was
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
For her to be in the top 10, period, is still, like,
yeah,
mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
Celine Dion. Number 10.
So, this was my other shocker. And I'm a fan, but I didn't know she was still out here doing it like that. So, it's Shakira.
Wait, who made this list?
This is Forbes.
Shakira?
Shakira.
Maybe I'm out of touch.
Yeah. I am too. I don't remember anything recent. But I don't follow a lot of things like I used to, but she's definitely on here. I like Shakira though.
So. You like everybody.
I don't like everyone. That is not true.
What's a Shakira song lately?
I don't know any lately.
You just like her.
I like her older stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright, I guess.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of music, you know, the VMAs aired. What did you think of the VMAs?
I didn't watch it.
No. Okay.
Did you watch it?
It was on, and I kind of start tuning stuff out if I'm not hearing necessarily what I want to hear. I did see Lizzo perform. I seen.
Yeah, how do you feel about Lizzo?
I think Lizzo is interesting. I think she's different. You know what I find? That they have a lot of artists that are coming out now, and they're really just they're able to be themselves, and they're not forced to be what the industry may want them to be or how they want them to look. So I guess it's taking a good turn on that aspect as far as people coming out being themselves.
I think she's trying too hard, though. Like, whenever I see Lizzo, like, it's always like a, I don't want to call it antics. It's just,
I mean, but, you know, the antics has worked for some artists. So
it's like she does a lot to get, like, a little attention. I don't know if that comes across, you know, like, how I want it to sound. But it's like she's, like, always, like, every time she's in front of a camera, it's always, like, extra, but, like, it fades away quick.
Mm-hmm. And also, I seen Meg Thee Stallion. She did her little performance.
She performed on the VMAs?
She did, like, the pre-show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I fucked with Meg.
Yep.
I didn't watch the VMAs. I just saw the, I watched the Missy Elliott tribute because my sister texted me about it. And I saw when Taylor Swift won an award and brought Tasha on stage.
What did you think of Missy's performance?
I think Missy is, like I said the last episode, I think she's like a genius, like a god when it comes to like visuals. Music-wise, like, I don't have to hear her songs. Like, you know, it's cool to hear her songs, like, Get Your Freak On and Pass That Dutch. It was a bop. Like, you know, I had a bop going, but her visuals, like, just, like, I would go to a concert just to, like, watch it. I think she's dope as far as, like, visuals.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was cool. I don't know what I expected, so.
Yeah, I was actually watching it, but I felt like I missed stuff. So I'm going to have to go back and watch it again.
I'm not going
to watch it. Because I did hear that Allison came out, but I don't remember seeing Allison.
Yeah, that was dope to me. That was dope to me because nobody knew who it was at first. And, like, she was killing that shit. Like, killing it.
Yeah.
So it was dope. But thinking on that, like, what did you expect from Missy? Like, Missy,
I wanted the performance to be a little longer. I think it was very short.
What else did you want to perform, though?
More of her hits.
Like some what?
Older and newer stuff.
I think she tapped on.
It was too short.
Oh, okay.
It's too short.
It was enough for me. But, I mean, I'm not a Missy fan like that, so.
Yeah.
I think, like, some parts, like, it was clear that she was lip syncing or whatever, however you say it.
Syncing.
So I had it right the first time then. Let me tell y'all, Teresa's a fucking English teacher, and that shit pisses me off.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, it's like her fifth time today correcting me.
I don't even realize sometimes when I'm doing it, I just happen to do it, but okay. My bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. Missy was cool. It's the VMAs, bro. Like, I don't be hyped to see. I think the VMAs is in the same spot the BET Awards was like 5 years ago. They gotta revamp and do something new. Like,
I never really was into the VMAs. I watch for certain people, and then after that, I'm ready to change the channel.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, bring back the Nigga Awards. I fuck with the BET Awards, Soul Train Awards.
I don't think they're gonna ever be the same. So, yeah. So, the next thing is the power segment. They say this is a big
rich town. You took a shot at the devil and you missed.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
And we're gonna go over this show. Let me tell you. So, I have a power group, and I've been so annoyed reading comments. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna stop commenting in the group. I'm just gonna get out. But anyway, and it's my group. So, but anyway, yeah. So power.
You want to talk about power?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, but I'm not gonna get too in depth with it because I didn't have enough.
I didn't have enough. Okay. Of you having enough. So
yeah, because I was definitely texting him like, man, look. So okay. Angie died, and
R.I.P. to my baby.
I literally did feel bad about. I did. I really did, because I'm like, it was unexpected. I didn't expect her to die. Courtney said she wasn't going to die. So I was like, well, damn, she did.
I read an article where she almost came across like she didn't know, but she knew. So
yeah, because she was saying she was going over it in her head what made sense.
That
even Angie know what makes sense. I'm just saying, but yeah.
But it sounded almost shady, like nobody knew who was going to die, so she was just lining things up. So she almost bet on herself, like, I bet it's me.
I mean, but she thought about it. She went over it logically and what made more sense. Leela's a very smart lady. Okay. So
Keisha made more sense. God should have took Keisha and then horrible ass of hers.
Really?
Keep it G.
Really? Her behind is not a part of the show.
Oh my. It was so bad.
It's not a character.
He could have took Keisha. You could have killed Tariq. You could have killed Tasha. You could have killed Tasha. You really could have killed Tasha.
Oh my gosh.
And you could have killed Tasha and Tommy.
We are not going to kill off Tommy. First off.
Sooner or later, Tommy has to stay.
He has to stay. And I wonder when Dre is going to come back into the scene.
I don't know, but on the trailer, he looked fat. Like, he gained weight while he was in jail.
He didn't.
That's your man. That's
your man. Look, I'm not even mad at Dre anymore. I've been watching him on Instagram, so I ain't mad at him at all. Go ahead, Rotimi.
Is it Rotimi? Or Rotimi?
Rotimi.
Oh, I don't be doing. But yeah.
That's some Angela nice died. Some nice Nigerian butterscotch.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Okay. So anyway. So, yeah. Anything else that, you know, you want to talk about as far as power? Because, you know, I'm not going too much into it.
Honestly, I feel like I've heard it all today. If not in the group, definitely through text. Yeah. I think the episode, even though I hated that Angela died, I think it was dope. And thinking back on it, like, I think it was needed, like, Angela's death, I haven't seen people this so caught up in power for in like a long time. I think her death was needed. I'm interested to see like what happens now with the Ghost. trying to kill Tommy, and he didn't. I'm interested to see how that plays out.
And with the talks of it being the last season, I mean, somebody important was going to die.
What I don't want to see is, I don't want to see this cat and mouse game between Tommy and Ghost, where like every episode, Tommy close to killing Ghost and something happened, or Ghost close to killing Tommy and something happened. Don't drag this shit out.
Yeah. And rest in peace to the damn Mustang. Like, the car ain't do nothing to nobody.
Rest in peace to the Mustang, because I would have felt better about the Mustang being shot up if Tyler was in it.
What kind of shit? Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, but just to shoot up the Mustang without Tommy in it, to me, that was pointless. Oh. It was pointless.
I mean, Tommy should have been in it. Thought Tommy was in it, so, yeah.
Ghost, like, Angela did, Ghost got to get back on his square.
Yeah. Now, that's something we can agree on. Yeah,
he has. If we going with this whole, you know, this whole idea that, like, Ghost has to kill Tommy, or, like, you know, like, Ghost has to go down.
There's no room for Jamie.
We're not going there. We're not even going there.
Jamie did. He died with Angela. I'm sorry.
See, if that's going to be the narrative, like, Ghost got to get back on this. I want to see Ghost, like, you know, black suit Ghost, you know.
What's going on with the club? I haven't seen him at the club since when?
I think this is like season 4. The writing has been horrible, though. Like, the club ain't nowhere in the writing. All of a sudden, we see Keisha, the badass son,
and he damn near grown.
Yeah, this nigga
cursing
17,
and everything.
Cursing, got a cigarette in his ear. I need some money.
You seen a cigarette?
Yeah, I'm just saying. This nigga old. Like, how we see Keisha's son at 18, and we'll see.
You didn't make him 18.
And we'll see Ghost's daughter. Like, where the little girl at?
I mean, we seen Yasmin, but she grew up too.
She gonna be in 12th grade next year. Keisha's son really 21.
I think they should have replaced the little kids and realized that it's only been a year. The show itself has been over a 6-year period, but it has only been a year. So, yeah.
The last time I saw that little girl, she was supposed to choke on a toy or some shit. Like, I don't know. Like, it has to come together. I mean, I know that it will have a lot of time to, you know, make this like a movie or like, you know, like a book. But
yeah,
it has to be put together better than this, though. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, it's just like stupid shit. Like, that's been going on. Like, that whole scene where Tommy and Tariq pull up and Ghost outside waiting on him, and he pull his gun out, like, that scene to me is almost pointless, because if Tommy was pulling up by himself, Ghost was gonna kill him and Brian. They like that's not Ghost. Like, Ghost is strategic. He's Ghost for a reason.
I mean, right now he's not, because he's acting on emotions and he wants to kill Tommy, so he don't care.
I guess.
So he's not being Angela's strategic
dead.
At all.
I need Ghost to go back to Ghost.
Yeah, and I need everybody to get out their feelings and realize that the show must go on. I'm just saying. R.I.P. Angela, and I mean it. Okay, so anything else from Power?
Bring back Joe.
Joe?
I need Joe on the theme song. Trey Songz ain't gonna
work. Now let me tell you.
Trey Songz ain't gonna work.
Everybody that knows me know I love Trey Songz. But when that song started, my exact words were, "What the fuck? Why did he do that? Like, why he let 50 talk him into that? Like, no."
I just don't know what the point was. Like,
but you know what I like? I like
that theme song you didn't.
No. And one of my friends, I was talking to him about it, Michael, and he said the same thing because we were both thinking it. And he was just like, he's glad that people didn't let their, you know, love for Trey songs or their being, you know, them being a huge fan of him sway how they were, you know, comfortable with saying how they really felt about him being on the song or during the song.
I'm a huge Trey Songz fan. Anybody that know me, like, know Trey Songz is probably my favorite. Not right now, but he used to be, like, my favorite R&B singer.
I mean, there's not many to choose from male-wise anyway.
But, like, it just runs deep for me. Like, Trey Songz was the first concert I ever went to. I remember when Trey Songz used to be on, like, the BET college tour. He came to Grambling.
I went to so many Trey Songz concerts. That's just how much I love Trey
Songz.
But I'm
talking about Trey Songz when he was Braids. Trey Songz wasn't even Trey Songz yet when I first seen Trey Songz.
Let me tell you. I was a fan of Trey Songz when he had the braids. But when he cut that hair, I became a fan.
This is not about Trey Songz. This is not about Trey Songz. Woo!
Okay, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I fuck with Trey Songz.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
That.
He can sing to me any day. But.
Live? Because.
Yeah.
Trey Songz can't overly sound good live.
He can sing to me. Now, listen, as far
keep
as
your
the,
fantasies to yourself,
I'm just saying, as far as you know, Big Rich Town, yeah, I wasn't convinced that he came from the poorest parts anymore. So, yeah,
that's the New Jersey version. That ain't even rich enough.
But hey, it is what it is.
No, boycott that shit. Y'all
well, you know, 50 said he might change it back. So we're going to have to wait and see next week.
I think he should. Well, yeah. I think now it's too late. Like,
no, it's not. It's just changing out the intro. That's it.
That shit won't happen.
We'll see.
All right. That's it for me. I'm good.
Yeah, power. That's our power segment.
If y'all got the leaked episode, send them to my inbox. Angela Dan old Kevin Boo.
Oh my gosh.
Straight up.
He wasn't even a huge Angela fan. I don't know why he's sitting over here fronting. Okay.
I wasn't no Tasha fan.
But she wasn't no huge Angela fan either.
I fucked with Angela. Angela and Jamie was couple goals.
Child. See, this is why marriages don't work in real life.
Who do you want to see die before we go?
Who don't want to see die? Honestly, nobody.
You want a power to keep on going for 7 or 8, 9 seasons?
I really do. That's my favorite show. But I really don't want to see anybody die. I didn't even want to see Angela die, and I wasn't a fan of her character.
Who has to die?
I guess, you know, at one point I was screaming Dre, but my mind has, you know, my opinion has swayed. So
because of Instagram?
Yeah, I think that's what these guys going through with Angela. Like, you know, that's why they didn't want to see her.
Don't even be popping like that.
But I'm just saying they think she's pretty, so I think that's why they you know they wanted her to stay on the show and they just infatuated. So I think I kind of get it. So yeah,
I think Jamie and Angela had some of the best sex scenes I've ever
seen on TV. Okay, so
I'm just being real. Like, I think that's why people like them together. Like,
and on that note.
All right, fuck it. That's it.
Okay. So, I wanted to go over how we got into beginning the podcast. Now, yeah, this probably should have been on the first episode. But
actually, it was on the first episode.
It was, but someone deleted it.
The first episode got deleted.
He deleted it, so, yeah. So, tell them how we started. And how long ago we talked about it.
This podcast has been talked about for about, realistically, about 3 years.
Three?
It's been about
I thought it was
years.
One. Wow.
No.
I thought it was one.
About 3 years. I think I brought it to you.
Maybe when you brought it to me, it was 3 years ago. But when we actually started, like, hey,
when you hit me back up about it,
it was like a year ago. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I had an idea for a podcast. Way before I hit Teresa about it. It was just my dream to do a podcast. Literally like a dream. Like, before, like, being a podcaster was everybody's thing to do. I wanted to do a podcast. At the time, I think you were doing, like, the HIV meeting kind of things.
Yeah. Testing. I did that for a good little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trevor brought me into the group, y'all in the group, and we actually, like, met face-to-face for the first time, I think. And we became cool, like, ever since. And we would argue about just random...
I wouldn't say it was arguing. It was more debating. Somebody told me in the group today I should have been a lawyer, because he was like, you like to debate. Hey.
Whoever he was spot on. Yeah. But, I thought she was dope to, you know, do this podcast with, and that's how it came about. I just liked your energy. I like, you know, fact that we would have conversations or debates and, like, we wouldn't be mad at the end or...
And because you're not supposed to be mad, and you're not supposed to be, you know, trying to make people mad. You can have a friendly debate.
Facts.
You can disagree. You can
agree. Even though today, you was in your feelings today.
I was. Because, yeah, I think it was going, this is in the group that is, it was going completely, you know, left. And I think, yeah, I didn't like it. So, I did get in my feelings.
But, what was the name of the group we was in with Trevor?
Oh, so that was the Underground Coalition. So, yeah, that was something I was doing with my job, with trying to get, you know, awareness out there and get people tested and on PrEP.
Trevor brought me into the group. We actually met for the first time. Ever since then, we've been cool. And now we're here.
Yeah, so when he asked me about it, I was like, sure, cool. Like, I immediately said yes. I didn't have to think about
you
it.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah, so
I sent you a text. Was like, you want to do a podcast? And you was like, yeah.
Yep.
But after that, it died. I think because, I know for a fact it was because I was scared for one. And I was just doing a whole lot of other stuff.
I wasn't scared. I was just busy.
So busy.
I was busy. But, you know, I dropped a few things. I'm still busy, though. But...
Look, like I told you the other day, whenever you want to stop doing this, we can stop doing this.
Really?
You be so busy. And I ain't got time for your business.
Oh, my gosh. When we are supposed to record, I am ready. Ready. Ask who don't be ready.
That's really how it came to be. On my side, anyway. What about your side? It's probably the same thing.
It's the same. Yeah.
What's your plans for this podcast?
My plans is to get more people listening. So, share. Like, we want to get more people on board.
Where do you see this podcast being in, like, let's say 2-3 years?
I want to move on to, I mean, and I had already told you, I want a YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do live, do some live shows, and I just want to see where we go, get some guests, all of that, the whole shebang.
I agree. I just want to see where it goes and how far it will go. I think it's dope to, like, create things and, like, just see. Excuse me. To look back and just see, you know, how far you've came. And I just like to talk about things and create dope content and, you know. eventually we'll have guests on, and hopefully, like, the trend keep on going. I'm dedicated.
And also, I want to open it up to where people give us topics of things they may want us to talk about. Yeah. So, yeah, just hit us up and let us know if there's anything.
Hit Teresa up.
Yeah, that's fine. Hit me up. So, anything you want to discuss.
Were you scared, sir?
I wasn't scared, no.
No?
I ain't never scared.
Oh, my God. Now she bone crusher.
Oh, for sure.
I was terrified.
I wasn't. And I could tell you was terrified because you deleted our first video. So, I mean, our first recording, so.
No. That's not why I was terrified.
He didn't even let me hear it.
The first recording was horrible.
It was bad. I didn't hear it, so I don't know. So, yeah.
It was bad. I probably should have let you listen to it.
No, not probably. You should have. But, hey.
I mean,
it's okay. We
episode 3?
Yeah.
Episode 158 to come.
Sure, you're right.
So, that's it for me. Like, you know.
Well, thank you all for listening again. And we'll be back next Wednesday with a new show.
I just
want
to let y'all know that I asked Teresa how was her weekend. And she didn't ask me how was my weekend. So, I'm going to tell y'all. My weekend was dope.
Oh.
It was great. My best friend got married. Shout out to Daya and Liz. And that was really it for my weekend. But I just wanted to tell y'all, since selfish ass Teresa asked me how my weekend was.
I am not selfish. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it, man. Episode 3. This episode probably sounds like, you know, lackadaisical or whatever, but.
Probably sound like what?
This episode was rushed. It's Tuesday. We normally record on Mondays, but you'll get it Wednesday.
Oh, God. Okay. And on that note,
that's it.
Bye.
Bye. Hold up. Watch me. Hold up.